It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the wash of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This week, Pastor Mars will continue his series, The Hidden Messages in the New Catholic Catechism. But first, some beautiful music by the Gaither Vocal Band off of their CD, Southern Classics, with a song entitled, The King is Coming.
Is empty, no more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent, no more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors in the courtrooms, no debate. Work on earth has been suspended as the King comes through the gate.
The King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now His face I see.
The King For it is very clear that the Pope is leading us into belief, a belief system that a one world, a new world order is politically possible and desirable. Fifth, Mary is put virtually on not just an equal basis with Jesus Christ, but as a paramount or a premier foundation. Mary is the one to be worshipped, to be prayed to. She, in a sense, you can't say that Mary is made a part of the Holy Trinity. Then it would become a holy quadruplet. In fact, she sort of stands out and over the entire Trinity. She's the mother of God, says the Pope. Sixth, we will see really a horrible abomination in that the Catholic Church teaches that Scripture, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, is always subservient to the tradition of the Church. And seventh, we'll talk about the very curious and weird new stance on the environment, to the effect that if you harm the environment, you are sinning. Well, let's talk about some of these things. I want you to know that very few Christian leaders out there are saying much about the catechism. They're keeping very quiet about it. Such people as Billy Graham, Chuck Colson, Jack Van Impe, and all of the others are really holding hands now with the Pope, and they would never criticize this document and never tell the truth about it, because if you tell the truth about it, you must expose the errors that are contained within it. But I'm going to do that. No matter how much it harms this ministry according to the world standards. In other words, we may not sell as many books in the bookstores. We may be banned and we may be censored. Certainly the ecumenical believers, and that's practically everybody now, from Pat Robertson to Paul and Jan Crouch. It goes on and on. Even Jimmy Swaggart now won't dare say one word about the Catholic Church. And those people will consider Tex Mars a mean-spirited, evil person. But that's always been the case from the time I began exposing the New Age movement and so-called heavy metal Christian rock music and Freemasonry. All of those things have caused us to separate from the compromisers. We're going to continue to separate, my friends. And I appreciate all the love and support that you've shown for this ministry. We don't whine and complain when those folks out there close the doors to this ministry. If Christian bookstores want to take Tex Mars's books off of the shelves because I speak the truth, then so be it. I don't mind those things. I'm not going to whine or complain. No. You see, we're just going to keep moving right along, telling the truth. And I believe that there are, as I've said before, at least 7,000, maybe many more, who are not going to bow down to Baal. Well, I suspect you're probably, my friend, one of those 7,000. And I'm delighted that you're with me. Well, maybe one of the 7,000 is a man named Jay Green. He publishes the Christian Literature World magazine. It's a pretty good magazine. He talks also about the new Roman Catholic Catechism. He said it doesn't give an inch. One of the things that he mentions, and I have found too, is that on page 51 of the Catechism, it states very clearly that infants, babies, receive new life the moment they're baptized. Well, this certainly departs from what I believe, and I think you believe, my friends, that we must be of an accountable age and truly be born again, as John 3 tells us. Born again in the Spirit. And a baby simply cannot make that kind of a judgment. But we must turn from our sins. We must accept the fact that we are a depraved, sinful creature. And then Jesus Christ will enter our hearts and will become a new person, transformed into his image, and yet obedient to him, because he is the great master and Lord of all. But he does make us a new person in Christ. Well, obviously this cannot happen to infants, and this is a false doctrine of the Catholic Church. In fact, let me read to you. Quote, the first profession of faith is made during baptism. That's page 51, paragraph 189. Friends, it can't be. The little infant, the little baby, cannot make a profession of faith. I mean, you as a parent or parents can take the baby to the Catholic Church to be baptized, but the baby is not making a decision for Christ. Oh, well, that's what the Catholic Church teaches. And of course, as we're going to see, Mary becomes the cause of salvation. Being obedient, Mary became the cause of salvation for herself and for the whole human race. That's page 125. Well, Mary is not the cause of salvation. Her obedience, no. Jesus Christ on the cross. There again, we see a false doctrine of the Catholic Church. Mary also eclipses, as I've said, almost outshines the Holy Spirit. She goes under such titles as advocate, helper, benefactress, mediatrix. It says, quote, the church's devotion to the Blessed Virgin is intrinsic to Catholic worship. That's from page 252. Well, that's just not true, my friends. And we're going to discuss that as well as we go on. Now, I want you to understand something before we even go further. That is that Mary, according to the Pope, and he has a saying, he calls it totus tu. That means I'm totally yours, Mary. When he became Pope, he let the world know that that was his saying, that was his motto, this Pope. Totally yours, Mary. He goes to Fatima each year and thanks Mary for saving him in 1981 when he was the target of an assassination. He believes that Mary is the one who kept him from being killed. And the Pope also believes that soon, possibly by the year 2000, there will be a sign in the heavens, a sign given by Mary, or maybe even of Mary. The Pope also believes that by the year 2000, the papacy will be exalted to the heights of glory here on earth. The kingdom of God will be on earth. He has begun a project called Lumen, or Light 2000. And they are buying time and arranging to be on all of the television networks throughout the globe at the dawn of the year 2000 so that the Pope can speak to the whole world, so that all eyes can see him at once. Now, of course, this is a perversion of Bible prophecy wherein Christ says that when he returns, all of humanity will see him, all eyes at once. Well, with the miracle, you might say, of television today, and cable, and satellites, the Pope says that all the world will see him at once by the year 2000. As far as this sign in the sky, I'm looking at an issue of Sky and Telescope magazine, Sky and Telescope, March 1984, pages 12 and 13. It talks about the Great Vatican Observatory. Yes, there is a Vatican Advanced Technology Telescope, or called VAT, V-A-T-T. It's in Arizona, University of Arizona's Mount Graham International Observatory. The Vatican Advanced Technology Telescope. Yes, the Vatican is spending millions of dollars for a telescope, an optical system to view the heavens. What on earth, or what should I say, what in the cosmos is that all about? Yes, the Pope does expect Mary to give a sign in the heavens. And that sign will herald that the Vicar of Christ, the Pope himself, is to finally take his rightful place on the throne of earth, the Holy Father for all of mankind. Well, this catechism is designed to lead the way toward this. Now, let us take a look at some of the things that I want you to see in this catechism that make it so very vitally important. First of all, let's look at the fact that the Pope is bringing all religions together as one under his authority. Now, on page 214 of the catechism, it says the Church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. What is Catholic? It defines Catholic as universal. It says there is a sacred mystery of the Church's unity. And yet on page 215 it says that the one Church has been marked by a great diversity. Unity and diversity. Well, this is the same saying of the New Age, my friends. Unity and diversity. In other words, as long as you'll give a certain amount of allegiance to the Pope, even if you don't become Catholic, you're considered Catholic and saved, according to the Pope. Only those people who would deny the Pope's authority, the Pope says, you are in real trouble. You're a heretic. You're a fundamentalist. But for all of those, such as Chuck Colson and Pat Robertson and Billy Graham, who say the Pope is our brother, he is a great Christian leader, a great religious leader for the whole world, even the Dalai Lama of Tibetan Buddhism who has said such things, then yes, all of those people are saved. Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, it makes no difference to the Church of Rome. Just give the Catholic Church its due, and you too are on the way to salvation, the Catholic Church says. You can read about this in pages 214 to, about 222. It says on page 222, who belongs to the Catholic Church? All men are called to this Catholic unity of the people of God. All men. And yet, on that same page, it talks about the relationship of the Church with the Jewish people. It says, quote, when she delves into her own mystery, the Church, the people of God in the New Covenant, discovers her link with the Jewish people. The Jewish faith is already a response to God's revelation. It says, to the Jews belong the sonship, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and of their race according to the flesh is the Christ. But what if the Church of Christ believes simply in Jesus, or believes in Jesus Christ, but the Jews reject Jesus? No problem. Because it says in section 840, that's page 223, it says, God's people of the old covenant, that is the Jews, and the new people of God, supposedly the Christians, tend towards similar goals, expectation of the coming or return of the Messiah. One awaits the return of the Messiah who died and rose from the dead. The other awaits the coming of a Messiah whose features remain hidden till the end of time. Well, my friends, there is a big difference. The Catholic Church glosses that over and says they both believe in the same Messiah. Except Christians say he's already come, and the Jews believe their Messiah will come later, and they reject Jesus. The Catholic Church in their catechism says that's one and the same. Friends, it's not one and the same. You either believe in the Jesus who came and died on the cross, or you're headed straight for hell. That's what the Bible teaches. Jesus said to the Pharisees of his day, the Jews, he said, if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. He said, you're of your father, the devil. He said, if you believed in the Father, you'd believe in me, for I come from the Father. The Father and I are one. But that's not what the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches. It says that the purpose of the Catholic Church, one of the objectives on page 224, is, quote, to reunite all his children scattered and led astray by sin. Well, my friends, you are one of those sinners. You've been led astray by Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation, I suppose. Although I really believe you've been led astray, according to their theory. You've been led out of this Catholic system by the Holy Spirit. Now, can there be salvation outside the Catholic Church? The Catholic Church says no. And I'm going to quote from page 224. Outside the Church, the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. Well, that's pretty explicit. But wait. Item 846 on page 224 says, how are we to understand this affirmation? It says, reformulated positively. Ah, the catechism suddenly is going to reformulate positively their previous belief that outside the church there is no salvation. And it says, and I go further here on page 224, that although the Catholic Church, basing itself on Scripture and tradition, is the one church, it says men cannot be held at fault who do not know this or have rejected it. It says, hence they could not be saved who, knowing that the Catholic Church was founded as necessary by God through Christ, would refuse either to enter it or to remain in it. But those who, though no fault of their own, do not know the gospel of Christ or his church, but who nevertheless seek God with a sincere heart, and moved by grace, try in their actions to do his will as they know it through the dictates of their conscience, those too may achieve eternal salvation. Now, let me explain this to you, my friends. How about a Hindu who worships Krishna or the great destroyer goddess Kali? Yes. No fault of their own. They were raised that way. So therefore, they too may achieve eternal salvation, according to page 224. Well, if you know the gospel, though, and you're a Protestant, you better return to the Catholic Church, is what it's really hinting. Although there is a way out here. It says, if you're ignorant and you still have a sincere heart, then you can be saved. Well, this is all quite interesting, naturally. Now, how about the Muslims? Well, page 223, item 841, the church's relationship with the Muslims. And I'm going to read to you, and I want to quote so you'll understand. It says, the plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator, in the first place, amongst whom are the Muslims. These profess to hold the faith of Abraham, and together with us they adore the one merciful God, mankind's judge on the last day. Well, now, friends, Jesus Christ is going to sit on the throne and judge. The Catholic Church is teaching, though, something different here. Obviously, they do not believe that Christ is fully and holy God and will sit in judgment. They say that the Muslims, together with us, quote unquote, adore the one merciful God. My friends, they have a God they call Allah, and they have a prophet they call Muhammad, and they reject Jesus Christ as God or as the one mediator, but not according to the Catholic Church's new catechism. On item 842, it says, the church's bond with non-Christian religions is in the first place the common origin and end of the human race. It says, all nations form but one community. This is so because all stem from the one stock which God created to people the entire earth. And also because all share a common destiny, namely God. Friends, all the people of earth do not share a common destiny, God. Some have a common destiny of hell and the devil because they've rejected Christ. I think these bishops and cardinals and potentates and Pope John Paul II better read the book of Revelation. There is a hell. There is eternal torment for those who take the mark of the beast, for those who worship the Antichrist, for those who have rejected Jesus Christ. And it is with great wisdom and power that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Well, that's not what the Catholic Church teaches. Now, I want you to understand, there is a reason for this. There's also a reason why on page 222, it talks about the relationship of the church with the Jewish people. And basically states, because the Jews believe in a Creator, they're worshiping the same God. This is why you see in 1986 at Assisi, the Catholic Pope met with the Dalai Lama, the Eastern Orthodox Church Patriarch, the Russian Orthodox Church Metropolitan or Patriarch, and with various Hindu gurus and Buddhist monks and others, and all prayed together. And the Pope taught that they all worship God under different names and under different rays from that great central sun. But it's simply a lie of the devil. And of course, since we are separated brethren, according to the Catholic Church, God's children simply scattered and led astray by sin, the sin, I suppose, of the Reformation, then all of the Protestants who now accept the Pope's authority yet still say they're not quote-unquote Catholic. And I'm talking about Colson and Robeson and Oliver North and Bill Bright and Robert Schuller and Jerry Falwell and Benny Hinn and Oral Roberts and Paul and Jan Crouch and so forth. These two, the Pope says now, are legitimately saved. Like the Muslims, like the Jews, like the Buddhists, and like the Hindus. That is the meaning of the new catechism. But my friends, it is impossible, because in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, it says, can two walk together except they be agreed? So if the two walk together, for example, the Muslims and the Catholics, They may be agreed, my friends. They have to. They're walking together. But they're not agreed on Jesus Christ. And he is the one principle that means everything. What does the Catholic Catechism speak about the environment? Well, there's no doubt that there is wording here which would make it a sin for a person to harm the environment. So the Catholic step is pretty politically correct. They're right in touch with the environmental crazies of our day and era. On page 79, it says, quote, on many occasions the Church has had to defend the goodness of creation, including that of the physical world. On page 88, it says, each creature possesses its own particular goodness and perfection. Well, they're saying that the earth and the creatures therein are perfect and good. Well, of course, God did create the earth, my friends, and in fact, the Bible says, and God saw that it was good. But then came the fall with Adam and Eve and their failure to obey God's word. And since that time, this earth, my friends, and human beings have been in a condition of depravity. Paul said we are groaning. Even the earth itself is groaning for the redemption. Our bodies now decay. God told the truth when he told Adam and Eve that now you will see death because you partook of the fruit that I told you not to eat from that tree. So you see, the earth is no longer good.
Next week, Pastor Mars will continue his series on the hidden messages in the new Catholic Catechism.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.